Father's Day for all our fathers.
Many more in Jesus' name. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake.
I give my heart to you this morning, my soul, spirit, and body. Father, Lord Almighty, fill me this morning in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, fill my heart. I give my soul, my spirit, my body. I give it to you this morning. So, Lord, Father, fill me in the name of Jesus. Fill my heart. Fill my heart in the name of Jesus. Father, have your way in our midst this morning in the name of Jesus. Pray that, Lord, as I'm going to listen to your word this morning, Father, Lord Almighty, let it germinate in my life, oh Lord. Let it transform my life, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Today's we mark as a Father's Day, oh Lord. Father, Lord, we make our fathers be Father indeed, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you. Lord, we bless holy name. Lord Almighty, as I'm going to speak this morning, Father, speak through me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Your children will not see me, but they will see you, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Speak your word mightily this morning in the name of Jesus. And let your word, O Lord, let it transform the life of all of our fathers, O Lord. All in our homes, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name I prayed. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, fathers. May the Lord Almighty be blessed in you indeed in the mighty name of Jesus. My topic today is the five qualities of godly father. Five qualities of godly father. The text is Micah 6:8. That's our Bible reading for today. Micah 6:8. He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Today is the Father's Day. It is a day set aside to honor our fathers and our fathers to be. A day like this, therefore, helps us to assess fathers' responsibility in the home, responsibility in the church, and in all other areas of our lives as individuals. This is the day that we are going to see, assess our father responsibility. Father's Day is about five characteristics or equal or qualities that distinguish an ungodly and godly fathers. Due to the following facts, the two following facts. The greatest need in our society today is for fathers who will rise up and assume their God-given role and responsibility in the family. Our text said that give basic responsibility of manhood. But when a man becomes a father, those responsibilities are expanded. When you are still single, you don't have any responsibility. But as soon as you married, the responsibility started. Taking care of the children, taking care of the wives. Before, you are not doing it before. But now, your responsibility has come. So, our text reminds us today, a father must act justly. A father must love mercy. A father must walk humbly before God. With above, at the back of our mind, let us look for five qualities or responsibility of a godly father. A godly father loves God. A godly father loves his wife. A godly father loves his children. A godly father is a man of integrity. A godly father is a role model of God. So, as a man, as a father in the house, are you doing all these things that we are talking about for these five things? Let's take it one by one. A godly father loves God. Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. This is the basis upon which happiness is built and is a priority of relationship. If you do not have relationship with God, Father, it is pointless to think you can relate properly to others. Before you can have right relationship with God, you have to give your life to Christ. You have to be a born again. Our Lord told Nicodemus, you must be born again. John 3:7 says, should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone in Christ is a new creature, all things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. If you give your life to Christ, things will become new in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. If must be Christ in you, not being born again is to say you are not running away from God, or we never have peace until one has the right relationship with him. Settle this matter once and for all before it's too late. Isaiah 57:21 says, there is no peace, say my God, for the wicked. Father, settle this matter before it was too late, so that you will have peace, you will have rest of mind. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will grant it to you in the name of Jesus. Number two, a godly father loves his wife. A godly father loves his wife. Most men assume love is sex. One of our pastors said, one of the programs that we did is online like that. They are doing a woman's program. And that pastor said, most women, even men, think that sex is a love. See? It's not love. Sex is not love. It's about, sex is part of it. But love is about to how we care for ourselves, how we help each other. Therefore, sex, though, is part of it. And it is not all. If you read Ephesians 5:25-33, but we can't read all that, but we read one verse there that says, husband, love your wives. just as Christ also loved the church, and God gave himself for her. Real love seeks to meet all the needs of another person. Real love seeks to meet all the needs of another person. Meet the needs of your family. First Corinthians 1-13. For the definition of the real love, we will read verse 1-3 because it's too long and because it's of our time. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have no love, I have become a sounding brass or clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understanding and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountain, but have no love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but no love, it will profit me nothing. About this passage now, everything is doing no love. If you are a father and you are doing something in the house and there is no love, what is it? Romantic actions are not an abandonment of your manliness. Open the car door, pull out her chair at dinner, hold her hands as husband and wife. Hold the hands of your wife and help or the husband and help make the beds. Rinse out the tub when you are finished. The list is endless. There's nothing bad in it if we are doing things together. But not that say we base it on one person. But some men always base it on this is the type of woman that the woman is supposed to do. That's why I'm saying this thing also applies to the woman. All this what we are saying is applied to we women also. Are we a godly mother? So we have to be careful for ourselves. We have to be helping each other. And God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. The one thing I want us to know that, fathers, whatever you are doing in the house, your son or your daughter, even the mother, they are watching you. Because they will think that the way you are treating their mother, that's the best way. And when they get married also, that's the way they are going to treat their own wives. Even the mother too. So you better be careful to do the right thing at the home. Even if the husband and wife have one argument or the other, don't show it into the presence of your children. Do it in the house, in the room, where your children will not even know that something is going on. Especially the children that are growing up now, they are watching everything. This is what they are doing. If you look at that small kiss, you will think that they don't know anything. They know. They know. So men, and we and women also, we should be careful what we are doing at home. And God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. The third one, a godly father loves his children. Love is more than provision of material things. Don't miss your children's childhood. There is no second chance of childhood. When discipline is required, let discipline them with love. Colossians 3:21. Fathers, do not provoke your children. Let them become discouraged. Don't beat them with anger. Don't beat them with anger. Let them, you know, this generation now, especially where the country we find ourselves, if you don't say, please help me do this thing, they will say, you are not doing anything. So even in the church, I told one boy, child on that day, come and help me bring these things. He didn't answer me, but he did not say, please. I have to say, please. Okay, please, can you help me do this one? So these little children, they know what they are teaching them in the school. We don't know. So they will bring it at home and say, okay, please, can you help me take this one? and he did it. So let's go, even in the house, the adult also, they will tell you, we put something down. You say you don't know that you're supposed to do it, but you did not tell us to do it. Okay, can you help me to do it? Talk less of the small ones. So please, when we are, you know, we are growing up, we are both mother and everybody, we are growing up. Let's show how to love our children and how to address them to, so that the love in the house can be being together. It will not be, it's going to be separate. And God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. And she then interpret the time you spend with them as a love. As a husband, how many times, how many quality times are you spending with your children? Or you are the type of father that say, we want my children to suffer the way I'm suffer because your father did not take care of you. You know that time is the eyes are black. The time you came from house, nobody came for this world. That time is different from this time now. So everybody, we are praying that we want our children to be greater than us. So father, don't be a father that we say, after all, he's 18 now. He can do anything he wants them to do by himself or herself. So we have to be in their lives. It's your duty to be saying that I want my children to be greater than me. They also, when they grow up, they'll be able to say the same thing to their own children. And God will help you in the mighty name of Jesus. And I advise you today, fathers, let's change our orientations in the area of loving our children, in the area of taking care of our children. The same thing with the women. And God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. A godly father is a man of integrity. That's number four. A godly father is a man of integrity. The text we read, Micah said, to do justly, to walk uprightly. Integrity has become almost a forgotten. The highest elected office in our land is tainted with the smell of corruption. And the president himself has a notorious reputation as a liar. Integrity should be permeate every area of our lives. In our working place, we should show integrity. We should be honest in anything we are doing in our working place. Not to be coming to work and say, I come 2 o'clock, as opposed to being 2 o'clock, I got there 3, and I write 2 o'clock. That's what doesn't show integrity. Even in the area of promises, children, say that you promise children that I'm going to give you this, I'm going to give you this if you do this one. But if you don't fulfill that promise, that children will continue to pursue you that you did not give me. I did one in these little children that Mrs. Adigbo is teaching. They gave them the food. I said, anybody that first finished this food, that's what we are doing for our children by that time. I will give you prize. I forgot. I don't give any prize. That gay girl came to me. I don't want to say. He said, you did not give me the gift. You promised me. I'm the first person. Finish eating. Ah, I said, sorry. Okay, I will give it to you. When I get home, I said, Pastor, see me. I put myself into it. Find something. I have to bring it the following Sunday to her. Like, oh, I'm so sorry. So if you promise something that I will do this one for you, but let's make it to be fulfill, and God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Even in our business, those that are doing the business, don't punish your workers. Don't punish your workers that say, because you do this one, we are not going to pay a salary or something. It's not fair. You do your own. Leave him or her to God and let God do the rest. You do the work you're supposed to do. Pay when you are supposed to pay for the workers. And God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. In the other relationship, commitment. Any commitment you commit, even in the church, you commit yourself to something you wanted to do. Make sure that you fulfill it. And God will help every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus. Lastly, a godly father is a role model of God. The image of a father nowadays is not always a good one. Over half of children in America, Africa, and so on and so forth like that, grow up without a father in the home. often abandon their fathers, or father is sick socially, or sick psychologically, all sorts of that things. All sorts of that things. Sexual abuse by the father is riper now. Then we tell the children that God is Heavenly Father. You will be telling your children that God is Heavenly Father. Small wonder that they are afraid of him. God help us, but Daddy. You are shaping your children's concept of sis or our Heavenly Father. They see what you are doing. In conclusion, a question for you today is, Father, what legacy do you want to leave for your children and children and children? It is a godly or ungodly? Say it into your mind. You know it to your mind. The type of legacy you wanted to leave for your children. The word of God is challenging us to be a godly father today. Will you be a godly father to your children in the mighty name of Jesus? And I implore you today, please be a godly father. May God bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us rise and begin to pray. Let us rise and begin to pray. Wherever you are at home, as a father, begin to pray that, Lord Father, make me a good father to my children in the mighty name of Jesus. Even if you are a woman, so Lord, Father, make me a good woman, a godly woman to be to my children in the name of Jesus. Father, make me a good father to my children, so Lord, in the name of Jesus. Make me a good mother to my children in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, make me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray that in any way I have offended my children, so Lord. Father, have mercy. Have mercy, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord Almighty, all this one, the prayer is for the fathers. Father, is there any way, O Lord, any way, O Lord, that you have offended your children? Father, begin to ask for the mercy. That, Lord, have mercy on me in the name of Jesus. And help me, O Lord, to make my mistake in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray that Lord should help you, O Lord, to amend all the mistakes that you have made, O Lord. That, Lord Almighty, give me that grace, O Lord, to be able to do it, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Begin to ask for mercy. Begin to ask for mercy in the name of Jesus. Anything that I've done wrong for all these children, so Lord, in the name of Jesus, have mercy. Have mercy. As a woman, ask for the mercy of God. Maybe you have done wrong to your children. Have mercy. Have mercy in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. And help me, O Lord, to amend my mistake, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, to amend this mistake, O Lord. Help me, O Lord, to love my children. Help me, Lord, to love my wife in the name of Jesus. Make me a man of integrity in the name of Jesus. Make me a man of a role model to my God, to my children, to my family in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, make me so, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you. Lord, we bless your holy name. Is there any father that is here to give his life to Christ, O Lord? This is the time for you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You can lay your hands upon your chest and begin to say after me, Lord, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. Forgive me all my sins in the mighty name of Jesus. I surrender my life to you, O Lord. Even those that wanted to rededicate their life to you, Father, begin to say it that, Lord, I rededicate my life to you, O Lord, today in the name of Jesus. And I surrender everything to you in the name of Jesus. I'll accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. Please come into my life and save my soul for destruction, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Save my soul, save the souls of my family in the name of Jesus. I rededicate my life in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord, I just thank you. Lord, we bless your holy name. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Father, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We magnify your name for wonderful things you have done. Thank you for your word that you're giving to our Father this morning. Father, accept our thanks, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. And we pray, Lord, that, Lord, this word they had today, O Lord, it will transform their lives, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. The grace to love their wife to children, the grace to be a man of integrity, a role model in their family, even in the church of God, the Lord will grant it to them in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. That Lord Almighty, their life will never be remain the same in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Come in next year, O Lord, It shall be glorious world. Amen. And all of us shall be alive in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So shall it be in the name of the Father, Amen. In the name of the Son, Amen. And the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In Jesus' name we are prayed.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, ma. The anointing will never run dry. In the mighty name of Jesus. Brethren, let's prepare our offerings. Let's prepare our offerings. Let's give generously to the Lord. Our tithe, our offerings, our pledges. And the Lord will bless you as you do this in the mighty name of Jesus.